Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Hi, Benny.
Hi, Pat.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. And yourself?
I'm doing great.
Good, good.
Now, a little bittersweet yesterday, being an old Phillies fan that I am.
Oh,
but
yeah, that
it
was
all
a tough one for
out.
You, huh? That was a little tough.
Yeah,
for
it was
you,
a, like
okay.
a tough one
I'm
for
sorry.
Me.
I'm sorry.
But I was able to grit my way through it, though, yesterday.
Yeah, it was a tough one.
I know. But we were doing some very cool things in the office, which I really appreciated. We had moved into our new space. And now what we were doing is we were literally rearranging it and changing rooms. I was changing rooms with the production team. And so I had the largest room. And so we switched it out and gave it to production.
Great.
So they're now in their new production suite.
Fantastic. They deserve it, I'm sure.
They do deserve
there
it.
There we go.
Yeah. And that's what it's about. You know, when you think about things, Benny, and you think about the idea of possibilities, what do you think about? I was talking to Peggy not too long ago. And she was talking about all things unicorns. And when I think about that and the wonder of unicorns, what comes to mind? Well, Diana Cooper comes to mind because she is somebody that absolutely understands the magic, the mystery, as well as the messaging from unicorns. Today, we're going to talk with her about her latest book, which is The Wonder of Unicorns. But more than that, you know, what is it about the spiritual journey that each of us faces that we go on? You know, when we think about our lives and we think about how do we get from here to there, beyond what she does to teach people, to show people, you know, this is somebody that has looked at life through many lenses. But for sure, when we think about what she is about and what she teaches, we're clearly entering into the realm of the magical. Diana, it's great to have you.
Hi, Pat. It's lovely to be here.
I want to talk with you about, there's so many things I actually want to talk with you about, but you know, today, of course, what we're talking about is your latest book and The Wonder of Unicorns. And when I think about that, it's almost as if you don't have to explain to people. When you say unicorns, people get it. Why is that?
That's because there's a wave of unicorn energy coming into the planet. Mm. And this is why there are unicorn toys, unicorn symbols and logos everywhere, because the people sense or feel this energy. And so it's being expressed in these symbols. In fact, the other day I was walking down the road and this child dropped her unicorn toy. And as the mother picked it up and gave it back to her and said, "Here's your unicorn," there was a flash of white light. And I thought, yes, of course. They use that energy to connect to people. So the minute you talk about a unicorn or think about one, they start connecting with you. You know, a few years ago, they came in and they connected to people who had a light on over their head to say they were in service. And so the unicorns connected with them in order to help them on their journey and do what they wanted to do. But now so many people have raised their frequency and so many more unicorns have come powering into the planet to help us that they can touch anyone who has got a reasonable light around them.
Well, one of the things you express in the book is, and I'm not sure exactly where, but I made a note of it, is unicorns are pure light, pure white light, pure white light. And I'd love for you to talk about that, because that's a powerful statement.
Yes, it is. And unicorns come directly from source. So they are pure source love and light. That is their energy. And of course, they have to step it down through the dimensions, through the wavelengths, until it's something that we can connect with. And for that, in the golden era of Atlantis, everyone was connected to their unicorn. But in the 10,000 years since Atlantis fell, the energy has become so much denser that the unicorns had to withdraw. They couldn't bring their energy down to touch us. But now, everything on the planet is rising. This is one of the reasons for all the chaos, as you know, that we're in a washing machine. Everything is being purified and cleansed out of us through what's happening, through the everything's coming to the surface to be looked at, or washed away in floods, or blown away in hurricanes. And the unicorns are able to connect now because the general frequency is so much higher.
You know, I want to ask you this about the frequency, because it really leads me to the next question. And you also talk about this in the book. There are more and more people, but also more and more children, I think, connecting to, relating to various aspects of unicorns. And I'm curious as to if you're seeing that and how it plays out in the wonder of unicorns.
I'm absolutely seeing it. The unicorns and children are very connected, because children have that innocence and that purity about them, and that matches the purity and innocence of the unicorns. So they've always loved them. And they can help children in so many ways. If a child has withdrawn part of their energy because of trauma, because they can't cope with the low energies on Earth, and many autistic children are like this, the unicorns can start to help them reground and connect into their souls again, bring their soul energy back in. And I just find that the connection they have with them is amazing, especially for healing. I think I tell the story in the book about a young girl in South Africa, and it was absolutely horrible because she was at home with her little brother being looked after by her grandparents when some men broke in and they beat up the grandparents in front of her. And she was so traumatized, she couldn't sleep. They took her to doctors, they took her to healers, to psychiatrists, to everybody. And a year later, she still wasn't able to sleep. And then she listened to my CD, connecting her to unicorns. And she listened to the whole thing. She then fell into a deep sleep and has slept ever since, easily. Mm. Now, the unicorn energy came and touched her and healed her. But, you know, it's not just the children. It's the inner child in people. There's also another story I tell. And that was about a young woman. And she came to a workshop, and she was completely addicted. She was addicted to drugs. She was addicted to tobacco, to alcohol, to all sorts of things. Her life was way off center. And we did a healing visualization with the unicorns. And she said it was totally real to her. The unicorn came in, its horn of light it placed right into her heart, wrapped her up like a baby. And when she came out of it, she knew that the unicorn had healed her. She gave up instantly all the addictions, discovered that she was clairvoyant, and her gifts started to come forward. And she came back to another seminar I ran in the same place about a year or two later. And she said she was completely clear. She was glowing. You could see the change in energy around her. It was awesome to see. And now that's what I call a miracle. But you can also have miracles slowed down. And they can come in and they can help you over time. So it happens in many, many ways.
And I think that's really what we're part of what we're talking about today, and certainly what you include in the book. But one of the things in particular is to look at unicorns, not just in the context of the holiday, but also what is the healing energy of unicorns? What is the healing energy of unicorns? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more, of course, more with Diana Cooper joining me here today. But most importantly, we're going to be looking at what the healing energy is about. And what is the phenomenon, as well as two copies of the book we're going to give away today. Lots of information about Diana that you can find, her website, how to get a copy of your own book. But when we come back, it's all about the healing. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Dream on, lie high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day, and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
This ain't your daddy's toolbox. Are you ready to empower yourself with the right tools to support your body from the inside out? Join the Oil Lounge as they guide you in building your wellness toolbox of essential oils and plant-based products. It's time to ditch the toxins we're exposed to on a daily basis. The Oil Lounge is committed to sharing the value of essential oils. They offer simple and easy ways to use these life-enhancing products without breaking the bank. Are you ready to start building your everyday wellness toolbox? Visit theoillounge.com today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. It's so great to have Diana Cooper joining me here today for many, many reasons. But this topic, this latest topic, you know, what we're talking about, you know, the book that she has created for those of you out there, we're talking about the wonder of unicorns. You know, Diana is the author of the book, and we're talking about, you know, how they change or could change our lives. Diana, before we get, you know, keep going here, one, how can people find out more about you? But also, how can they find out where to get the book?
You can look on Amazon for the book, and which is the easiest way, The Wonder of Unicorns. And my website is dianacooper.com. It's massive. It's got lots and lots of information to help people on their spiritual paths on all sorts of spiritual subjects.
Well, look, I want to talk about this in a lot of different ways. But before the break, one of the things I talked about, and maybe this for me is, you know, something that's so massively energetic, and that is the healing nature of unicorns. And what I mean by healing, I don't just mean healing of the body, but I'm talking about any form of woundedness, right? You know, healing. And some of the stories that go back ancient times. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this, because this is throughout your book too.
Okay. Well, unicorns are pure source healers. So their energy is very, very light, and they can connect with you on many levels. So as you know, everything starts in the spiritual, it then goes down into the mental, emotional, and finally into the physical. And so they can heal on any of those levels. They can literally touch you, and you can feel something shift in the cells of your body. But for many people, they will start helping the mental body, your thoughts, to change. They are incredible at shifting your emotions so that you start forgiving, letting go. They can literally place their horn of light into your heart center and start dissolving the old traumas and wounds and hurts that we all have. And they can clear them out and enable you to let go, forgive, and dissolve stuff from this life and many other lifetimes. And it's a very fast process because they work with such clarity and such purity. I think that unicorn healing is probably the purest kind of healing because the energy is so high. And of course, people have known about this for centuries. I talked briefly about Atlantis, and in the golden era, which lasted for 1500 years, every single person had their own unicorn. And you know, the fascinating thing is many people who are incarnated now are connecting with that same unicorn energy that they had in Atlantis and recognizing it and bringing back the powers. And because a unicorn will work through you. And throughout history, there have been mentions of unicorns. And this is because clairvoyants, psychics have seen them, have heard them, have known about them because they see through the veils, and they have recorded it in some way so that we can remember. Just absolutely, we have to remember who they are, because they are not mythical creatures. They are real energies that when you raise your frequency, you can connect with. If you're a third dimensional person and interested only in yourself, you probably think they're just a myth. Then you become fourth dimensional, and then you might think they're an archetype that helps. By the time you have brought in your 12 chakras and you are here to serve others and help the planet, then you start knowing that they are really spiritual helpers and healers that can profoundly affect you and other people. See, there are many beings in the angelic realms. The dragons are fully of the angelic realms, but they can go into deeper, denser frequencies, and so their task is different. The angels hold the light and they sing to inspire us, but the unicorns, they pour their blessings down onto us. They hold a much higher frequency. They heal, they bring hope, they bring inspiration. You know, the message from the unicorns is basically, we bring you a message of hope. Hold your frequency, hold your intention because there is a golden future ahead. So start working towards it and know that we are always here to help you and support you.
One of the things you reference in the book is you reference unicorns as soul healers.
That's
soul
right.
healers that can release ancient traumas, right, of the soul. In, you know, many lives, right? Deep inner, you know, contentment and happiness can be revealed, right?
Right.
The other thing that I picked up on and I wrote down was that this phrase, that they can transmute pain from your past lives and other parts of your soul journey. I love that because we don't think about energy and the transmutation of energy, meaning changing from something. For example, fire, right, transmutes to smoke. But this, what we're talking about here from my sense of it and reading the book, is this level of transmutation from pain, right? And
yes.
we're transmuting pain into something else. I'd love for you to talk about this. And you've got stories in the book about this, too.
Yeah. Well, angels work with the wishes of your heart, and they will bring them forward. But unicorns work with the desires of your soul. They will literally take your soul desires. Now, those are the things that bring you contentment, bring you fulfillment, and a deep, deep sense of inner joy. And if you have one such desire, you can ask the unicorns to take it to source. And the unicorn will take that energy up to source for a blessing and enable miraculous and extraordinary things to occur. They can bring things about on so many levels. They can also go into your soul star chakra, where all your past lives are recorded and held, and go through the chambers of your soul star chakra and help you transmute old traumas that you are still holding on to from many lifetimes ago. And the thing is that nowadays, it's end times. We have to clear everything on the planet before 2032. And this means that if you had an ancestral trauma in the past, it could just be passed on like a football and nobody in the family took it on. But in the end times, somebody has to take it on. And so the people that are incarnating now are undertaking all of this stuff. And the unicorns are here to help us release it. And it's a massive thing that they do. And when you ask them to, they will literally come into your energy fields and they will take it. And they will take it to either the moon to be transmuted, or sometimes they take it to the Himalayas to be transmuted to a very high frequency energy place where it can literally be dissolved in the light. So much is possible now.
I love what you've got in this book about the possibilities of this. The other thing that I'm really struck by is that there are things from our past, from our ancestry, from our legacy that carry forward energetically and affect us. Let me give you an example. Right now, we're looking at more suicides than we've ever experienced of record that we could record.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that there's more now than we've ever had. We just record them now. But there have been suicides in one's past. Or there have been atrocities in one's past. And I would like to talk with you a little bit about that level of deep soul clearing that unicorns can help us with.
Yes, I think they help to bring it to the surface so that we remember it or feel it, or we find we have a pattern, and that pattern can be traced back to something like an atrocity or a suicide, like, I'm desperate, I can't, there's nothing I can do about it. And if you have that pattern, it will play out in your life. When you realize, then you can ask the unicorns to help you clear it. And if you sit in meditation and visualize them coming in and you ask them to clear it, they will do something to release it for you. They are quite extraordinary in the power that they have. They are very powerful beings.
Mm, One of the things, Diane, I want to do, I want to take a short break. And right now, I'd love to give a copy of the book away. 1-800-930-2819. I'd love to give the first copy of the book, The Wonder of Unicorns. I'd like to give the first copy away. This is a book by my very special guest today, Diana Cooper, joining me here today. And for those of you out there, if you want to find out more about Diana, you can go to Diana's website, dianacooper.com. Go ahead and do that. And then there you'll be able to see both Facebook, Twitter, also Instagram, all of the above. So you can follow along, not just about unicorns, but you could look at your angels, unicorns, dragons, how they are helping us to prepare for the golden age. And when we come back, we are going to talk about the golden age. And we're going to talk about the preparation that is needed and the support that we have to get ready, because we do need to get ready here, folks. Let's take a short break, Mr. Benny. We will be right back. And also, don't forget, when you go to Diana's website, pick a card. I like that. Hey, everybody, we'll be right back.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you truly ready to experience overflow in every area of your life? Are you ready to go from limited to limitless? Imagine starting your week off with a deeper connection to the God consciousness. It's time for you to feel inspired, uplifted, and shifted. I invite you to join me, Tracy L., online or in person for our Soul Sundays. Start your week off feeling empowered and ready to serve and expand the miracles waiting for you.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Oh. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I was just talking to Diana. I just went to her website and I picked a card, and one conversation led to the other. Please go to dianacooper.com. And by the way, we have two copies of the book to give away. So for those of you out there, 1-800-930-2819. We would love to hear from you. Get yourself a copy of this fabulous, fabulous book. Diana, during the break and even before the break, we were talking about, you know, this energy, the energy that kind of goes beyond healing and the word healing that we're all familiar with. The wonder of unicorns, as you talked about in the book, and the energy, this unicorn energy to heal the world. But I think it is doing something more. It's calling those of us that are doing things to do more. I mean, that's what I get in my morning meditation. When I ask, what's mine to do today? I get the answer, more. Every day now for 2 years, that has been the answer. And I didn't get it until about a month ago, what more is. And that's what we're creating. But I wanted to ask you about this. When I was reading the book, you know, the Wonder of Unicorns, I can't remember if it was the part about the moon, but it was also prepping us for this golden age, preparing us for this, whether it's the golden era of Atlantis or the golden age we're coming with. Can you talk about that preparation? And it's an enormous energy, and I think sometimes it can be daunting for people.
Okay, well, let's start at the beginning, because the golden age of Atlantis was more than 10,000 years ago. And then that ended. The whole experiment of Atlantis, which lasted 260,000 years, ended in 2012. So that was the importance of 2012. And then there was this 20-year period to the start of the new golden age. And so we have 20 years in which to get ready. And all the light workers on the planet now have signed on as midwives for the new golden age. That is the purpose, whether a healer, a teacher, or a light. That's why everyone is here now. And the unicorns are connecting to as many people as possible to bring this energy forward. They are supporting us in more ways than we can possibly imagine. One of the things that has happened, of course, is they're very connected to the moon. The moon is the divine feminine. Many of the unicorns are stepping through the moon, and then they are coming through the causal chakras of those humans who are ready. And that's how some of them are coming into Earth now. And so when I say the Stargate of Lyra, it has a vibration. It might make you tingle. Now, they come through the Stargate of Lyra into the planet now. The reason we've had these supermoons is because they pour in more of the divine feminine energy with the unicorns to help us to rise in frequency. So this is why so many people are feeling touched by the supermoons as they come in. And one of the big things that they are doing is trying to bring about oneness. Now, oneness is so important. There literally is no separation. You know, just as if my little toe is hurting, my whole body is focused on that hurting little toe and I'm out of sync. If one person on the planet is hurting, everybody vibrationally is connected to that. And it's really important to raise the level so that we can feel that compassion, that oneness, that togetherness. And one of the ways that this is happening is that the navel chakra is starting to develop. Now, the navel is about oneness. It is in many of the chakras, they have 33 chambers. But the sacral chakra has 16, the navel has 16, and they are enclosed in one huge chakra, which is the 33rd, and a huge chamber, which is the 33rd. Now, the navel chakra is the orange chakra, and it is connected to the sun, beyond, and the warmth and the welcome of the sun, and beyond the sun to Helios. And it brings through the keys and codes of Helios, the pure divine masculine and the oneness. And it's the joy, the humanity, the togetherness. These are all qualities it's bringing forward. It's also about manifestation. It's a very powerful chakra, which is why it was withdrawn at the end of Atlantis, and which is why it is now developing. And the unicorns are watching over it. They literally will pour their light into your navel chakra if you ask them to, and this raises the frequency. Now, it's also used as a chakra of manifestation. In other words, you can place your vision, your dream, your soul desire into it. Anything you want to manifest for the highest good. If you ask the unicorns to work with you, not only will they raise the frequency, but they will ensure that it only happens for the absolute highest good of everyone. And then you raise that picture up through first to your third eye, which is what people used to do without realizing it, and then up into your soul star. Then you beam it out into the universe. And of course, now it has a very high frequency. And when the frequency is high, you attract to it all the qualities and things that you need in order to manifest it. So this is one way the unicorns are helping us with the manifestation process now, as we remember the old ways of bringing things through for the very highest good of everyone. And we don't have to do it for ourselves. We can do this for the collective. We can put a picture of peace in there and send that up and radiate that out. And that will automatically draw very high frequency energies in to help bring about peace in the place you're focused on.
Well, this is the thing that, you know, you and I were talking a little bit about during the break, is that the degree by which we're experiencing the turmoil we're experiencing right now is really the degree by which we need a just giant energy to assist us, right?
Yes. It's the amount of change that we actually need.
Exactly. Here's the confusion I think people have. The confusion is, how do I talk to a unicorn? How do I ask? How do I? Let's talk about this for a little bit from your perspective so that people can really access this energy.
Okay. Now, the very first thing to do is think about them. The moment you think about any spiritual being, it is with you. It takes a thousandth of a second for an angelic being to be with you. So there is no time. Think about them and talk about them. And that starts you in a process of attunement. So many people are connected to angels and unicorns without realizing it. I get every day emails and Facebook quests and things. How do I meet my angel? And they already are. The thing is, there's that magical word, trust. Absolutely know that the moment that you are really wanting to work with the unicorns for the highest good, there is one with you. The fact that you can't see it doesn't matter at all. Just feel it, sense it, or trust it, and it's there. Once you've done that, then you can talk to it, and you don't have to do it aloud. You can just think requests to it. You can say to your unicorn, thank you for coming to me, and please will you help me do my very best in such and such a thing today. And your unicorn will be with you, helping you, will be shining light onto you. Or you can ask it to bless a situation. Now then, true magic can occur. because as soon as you raise your frequency to connect with your unicorn and you ask it to bless a situation, pure white shimmering light is coming into that situation. It's raising the frequency and anything can happen. I was recently running a seminar, and it was a few days, and this woman had an intractable problem, and it had been going on for years. And I said to her, if you raise your frequency above the frequency of the problem, it has to go away. We'll ask the unicorns to help this happen. When she got home, I had an email from her to say the impossible had happened and the situation had totally changed. And there was a second woman there who came from Australia, and she also had an intractable family problem. Couldn't be resolved. There was absolutely no possible resolution to this. And her granddaughter was suffering greatly as a result of it. And I told her the same thing. We'll just ask the unicorns to help us. We'll raise the frequency and then we'll hand it over to the unicorns to deal with. I had an email from her when I got home to say, wow, incredible as it was, the stepmother had withdrawn totally. The court case was closed. Everything had worked out for her granddaughter's benefit.
When I think about this and the stories that you share, one of the things that I'm really struck by is that there are more people that I'm talking to that have those desires and certainly are longing for an outcome such as the way, right? And the other things is that unicorns also work with angels as well. And I was really struck by this when I went to your website and I started to, as I told you during the break, I pulled a card. And one card I pulled was charisma. The Atlantis card I pulled was excellence. And I think there are messages in what we do. What is the relationship of angels and unicorns?
Okay, well, they're just on different wavelengths.
Mm-hmm.
The angels mostly come in on the golden ray, and they are here to sustain us and help us. A job of your personal angel, your guardian angel, is to look after you, hold your divine blueprint, make sure that the synchronicities and coincidences happen so that you meet the right people, and generally look after you. And then the archangels will come in at a higher frequency and look after much broader things. More of them are collecting to people now. But they will sing over you, and they will help you with your heart's desire. But the unicorns come in on a much more slightly impersonal level, very pure, absolutely white. They will work through healing, much more of a distance. For example, if I see a war scenario on television, I will send the dragons in to burn up the deep, dense energies.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I will send the angels to help everybody hold their vision and release and forgive and be happier. I will send in the unicorns to pour their pure white light over the whole scenario so that everything is lifted to a higher level.
I want to ask you the relationship of the archangels to one's desires, to really coming in. It's interesting. I pulled these cards when I was preparing for the show today, and I went to your website. And on your site, as I mentioned before, there is a way for people to click on one of the cards and a card will come up. Mm-hmm. And I was struck by the cards that came up for me. And I thought maybe I clicked I didn't click the right box. And it's so easy for us to really disavow ourselves of perhaps some energy that is available to us. For example, when I was looking at this, I told you I had picked the unicorn card, but then I went and looked at the several other cards that were here, and I was a little bit struck by the fact that one of the cards was Archangel Gabriel. And when I clicked on the angel card, it was Archangel Michael. And I thought to myself, wow, I must need a lot of help.
Well, no. What I think is that treat every card as an oracle. Mm. Never doubt the oracle. Now, when people say to me, I don't like that card, I'm having another one. How many times the same card again? Because oracle says the lesson is in that card. If you get excellence, you are being reminded that you are using that quality and the help is coming into you to maintain the excellence that you already have. And if you get Gabriel, then you're reminded to keep everything pure and high. Mm-hmm. And Michael is telling you two things. One, he's telling you that you're protected, but he's to do with the throat chakra. And that is about speaking with integrity and truth and keeping your vibration so pure that people will pick up your energy and be touched by it.
Mm. I want to ask you about the role now that unicorns play on your journey. And the reason I want to talk about that, Diana, is because for those people that know you, they know about your work, about what you do, about the tools that you've created for them in their journeys to move forward. You know, whether it's a blog they've read that you put out or a workshop or a course, a book, CDs. But I want to ask you this question. How has writing this book, The Wonder of Unicorns, how has that shifted something in you? Meaning there's you talking to me about the book, and then there's the journey that you went on to bring the book forward. And I'm just curious about that.
Well, it's almost the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're writing a book, as you know, I'm sure, then living it.
Yeah.
So everything that is coming through you to write is part of the experience you have on the journey. I talk about the connection of unicorns with Mother Mary and how she came to me and said to me, I got to get on with it. And I got to spend a week with them. And I was already working flat out. But I literally cleared as much as I could. And then every moment for that week, I just was with the unicorns. So if I was out somewhere, I was calling the unicorns through me to bless the trees, to bless the people, to bless the water in the puddles, and feel that making a vibrational difference, not just to what the unicorns were blessing, but to me at the same time. And I still do this. I still think it's wonderful way of working with the unicorns, because basically when you're working with the unicorns, you're saying you're in service. You're not doing it for you, you're doing it for yourself, of course, but the planet, for everybody, raising your frequency. So how did it help me? I think it just really confirmed what I knew already, and just reminded me to stay with it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the book I tell the story. I went to see a girl who was she was 15. She was totally paralyzed, and she could only communicate. She couldn't speak. Could only communicate through a computer, and she did that with very shaking hands, tenuously touching one symbol at a time to communicate, and I heard from her parents that she had been connected with angels, but now she'd seen a unicorn and she was very excited and she wanted me to go and see her. So I went to see her. I was so impressed. This child, what patience. I spent 3 or 4 hours there while she just communicated in this very, very painstaking way. But what she wanted was to be able to help others. And I, apart from feeling completely goosebumpy, I said to her, well, when you have connected with the unicorns, as you have, then you can call them through you, and then you can send their blessings to touch and help other people. This makes a huge difference to people because they may not feel it, but they receive that energy into them. She was so excited. She said, now I can do something that's worthwhile. This is what I can do. This is like my life mission. And I thought, wow, that is awesome. And it just is a reminder that if you're feeling useless, you're unemployed, you're bored, whatever it is, you can always do something. And that is to bring in that unicorn energy, literally ask them to come to you and through you. Feel it coming into your heart and then into your hands. And then imagine the light going from your hands, the unicorn light going to touch the trees, to touch the nature, to touch the road where you live, to touch people in towns and bring the energy in. And you can make a huge difference.
Well, I first of all, thank you for coming on the show today. And more importantly, you know, I was really struck by the book and how beautifully it's written. But more importantly, you know, what you share, the information you're sharing that the unicorns have given you, who they are, why Earth, why now, right? And mm-hmm. and then the last piece of that is, and how they can help us, because we know the degree by which people are feeling anxious, people are feeling hopeless in a lot of cases. And, you know, this pure light healing is so needed on the planet.
Absolutely. And they're here around us all the time.
Wow. Thank you so much for today. Please let folks know again how they can get a copy of the book, find out more about you, and then I'd love to know your personal message, what you'd like to leave us with today.
Okay. Well, I'm Diana Cooper. My website is dianacooper.com with masses of information. You can get the book on Amazon or through any good bookstore. And my message is that the unicorns are waiting to touch you, and that when you ask them to, they will make your life shine so that you feel happy and contented and you glow.
Thank you so much for today. Thank you for tuning us in and turning us on, everybody. And I just want to say, for those of you out there, when you go to take a look at Diana Cooper's website, there's not just a lot of information about what we've talked about today, but there's an entire gallery of orbs, and you'll take a look at that. More than that, there is the knowledge, the wisdom, the inspiration for each and every one of us to heal. For more information about us, please go to transformationtalkradio.com, or you can go to the drpatshow.com. I want to thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. We will see you next time, everyone.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.